At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to Founder Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys. Uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Founder Story. Today we have the king of sales, real estate, and personal branding, Ryan Serhant, who is the former star of Million Dollar Listing. He's a best-selling author, three times author now with Branded Like Serhant, and one of the top real estate brokers on the planet. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what was it, the spark in life that made you say, I want to be an entrepreneur?
I couldn't get a regular job. A 9-to-5, well paid with evenings and weekends, stress-free, would have been great. Couldn't figure that one out. You know, but I also think I was always one who just, like, I just didn't want to be told what to do the rest of my life. You know, it's nice to think that a regular job would have solved all my problems, but I did have some regular jobs working in construction and doing manual labor. And when you're a contractor's laborer in 90 degree heat and 100% humidity, every single hour reminds you to stay in school and go build a business so you never have to do this ever again. So I think it's a mixture of all of that. I think I'm also a builder. I think that's what I like to do. I like to invent and create. And if I can make a living doing that, then that's what I'll do. You know, we can all do it today, which is why it's so exciting. I mean, anybody now can wake up and say, I'm an entrepreneur. No one can tell you no. You know, you can go on TikTok and make thousands of dollars a month now. You know, be interesting, have a talent. You can go write. You know, you can do anything you want and put it out there. And it's not like it was 20 years ago. So it's a super opportune time to be alive.
I think as entrepreneurs, we are the worst employees. I love in your book.
Yeah, I don't want to work for me either. Like, I'm working for me. I mean, it would just be, I see what it's like for the people who work for me. And, you know, they come in and they're happy. And by the time they leave, their hair is grayer than mine and they're young.
Well, I used to have hair at one point, so I can relate. I know you said foundation is the key to building your personal brand and what you're selling as well. But how do you build that, or what are you seeing? I know in your book you interview some incredible people and talk about from your personal perspective, but how do people build that foundation?
So it all starts with a big mistake that I made a long time ago, where I thought brand was Nike, you know, was a logo, was a color, was something that I had no control over, right? It's something big, it's Prada. You know, that's when I think brand, that's what I think, that's a brand. You know, I didn't even think people could have brands. I thought people could be famous. Like, I know of that athlete or that actor, but is that a brand? And so I didn't do the math, and I just sort of bypassed that step and went and immediately started focusing on all the tangibles, things I could create, right? Which were you know, the logo and the color palette and the font type and my business card. I spent a lot of time early on in my career setting up office. and not doing the things I was supposed to do. And so I learned the hard way, so you don't have to. And that's what I put into Brand It Like Sirhan. Everything starts with core identity. You know, like you think about like your core, your stuff, like that's your core, it's your gut. Right? Same thing for us as businesses. And so whether you want to build a personal brand because the way you earn a living is through you as a person, or you want to build a product brand, you know, maybe you don't want anybody to know who you are. That's your thing. Okay, great. But you want to build your product brand. It all starts with that core identity, right? Which is the thing plus an and. So I am real estate and, well, now media, right? We have a production company. We're the most followed real estate brokerage brand on planet Earth. Like we sell through video. We do a lot. So I'm real estate and media, and it can change. Some people are, you know, they sell wine on a bike in the weekends. Like they're great cyclists. So they're, you know, sommeliers and cycling. Whatever it is, you lean into it. And that's your core identity. And an exercise people can do is really asking someone else to, if you're trying to build your personal brand, let's say, can you describe me to me without using my name? How would you describe me to somebody else without using my name? And it's a weird experience when you do this and you do it the right way, because everyone always starts with the physical. Like you don't even think about it. You know, things that you see on your face, your body, like you don't think about it, or maybe you do. And then they'll always call out things you don't pay attention to. Like I do. When I did this, I didn't realize that I look at the ground when I walk. I was like, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, you're the guy that looks at the ground when he walks. Like I'm the guy. That's who I am. That's how you know me. And he's like, yeah, you do other stuff, but like, yeah, everyone knows. Everyone talks about it. Like everybody talks about it. Turns out, and I had to do this internally as I was figuring out my core identity as part of my brand exercise, that I when I was younger and I had really bad acne, had really bad skin, when I would look at people, when I would make eye contact with strangers, their eyes would dart all over my face and it was embarrassing. And I never grew out of that. I grew up, my skin cleared up, but that muscle memory of not being embarrassed never left. And so I grew up and I still walked on the ground and I was like, oh no, but I'm confident. Apparently I wasn't. And so you build that core identity and that's the foundation. And I could go into this for hours and hours and hours, but that's what's in the book, is pages and pages and pages. But that's where most people make a big mistake, what they miss.
So let's dive into the content to community to commerce, which I've heard you reference, and ways that you're finding success in building community. So along this way, from going on TV to media to all the other things that you've done publicly facing, how have you found ways that you're seeing that are successful when it comes to building community?
So this is another mistake that I made. I feel like all of my books are just full of my mistakes. We've heard people say content to commerce for forever, right? I mean, you would see a movie in the 80s and it would have a Mercedes-Benz in the car. That's content to commerce. That is people seeing the content of a Mercedes-Benz with Michael J. Fox in it. So they go and buy one, right? That's how the process works, right? It's commercials. It's now influencers and branding. It's the Kardashians and makeup, content to commerce. But the world's changed now. It's really, especially post-COVID. No one cares anymore about what you create content about because everybody does it. So the content is now the commodity. It used to be that the content, right? The content was gold, because to make a movie, to make a video that people would see and to distribute that, like that was a talent, right? To have that distribution. Today, everyone's got it. Everyone's got it in the palm of your hand. So now it's just a commodity. It's like air, right? Anyone can do it. And so you can no longer just go from content to commerce. You have to have that middle C, which is community. And I learned this from an amazing woman, actually, who I profile in the book too, who has built a business kind of changing the narrative for women with periods, right? And creating period positivity. And she did it and built that brand and everything through her community, as they influenced the name, the coloring, the brand motifs, everything. And that community is your driver because that community is your customer. So who has great engagement, right? You can have 5,000 followers on Instagram, but if 4,000 of them watch every video you put out there, you are more powerful than someone with 1 million followers who has 10,000 people that watch everything. That person has no engagement and no one, that's 990,000 people saying no to that video. Whereas the person with 10,000 is getting a lot of people saying yes, right? Or 5,000. So that community part of the equation is really, really important. And I almost go backwards these days when I talk to people, build the community first, then give them the content that the community is asking for. And then by giving and giving and giving and giving, you'll never even have to ask. They're going to come to you and say, well, where can I buy this? Where can I get this? You got to start developing this. And let them be that megaphone audience for you.
I can really appreciate that. This show was created because a community asked us to interview interesting people. So I can relate to that. And I think I've seen her content, the woman you're talking about. It's very fascinating. It's like, you're better off being loved by some than known by many. So very fascinating. How do you think AI is changing all of this with content creation? You have, Sora coming out from OpenAI, creating incredible videos. You have all these different apps, ChatGPT and stuff that you can create content in 5 seconds. How are you seeing AI changing this whole content creation?
So one of the great tech founders of our time is a guy named Peter Thiel. He was part of the PayPal mafia, built PayPal with Elon Musk. He then went and started Founders Fund. He was the first check into Facebook, all that stuff. He wrote a book called Zero to One. In that book, and this is before the AI boom, this is an older book now. He says the greatest businesses of the next generation are going to be those that use technology to empower people, not replace them. And I think you're seeing that time and time again now. And we've seen it over and over. How many tech companies, quote unquote, went public in 2020 and 2021 that are now worth nothing, right? How many companies now have .ai at the end of their website, whereas 2 years ago, it was .io, right? Everyone had a token. Everyone had a coin. Okay? So people ride these trends. But I do think there was a pre- and post-industrial revolution. There was a pre- and post-internet revolution in the mid-90s, in the early 2000s, right? There's a pre- and post-mobile revolution that took a static environment and allowed you to go with it, okay? And I think there's a pre- and post-AI revolution. And I think it will cost some people jobs, but it will create a lot more. But I think what most people are getting wrong with AI and eventually AGI is it's not just a wrap, and it's not the be all end all. Like, you don't invest in the stock market into refrigerant. You invest in Coca-Cola. You invest in companies that use refrigerant and refrigerators, right? You're not investing in a company called internet. The people that were involved in the creation of the internet have been well taken care of. You're investing in Microsoft, Amazon, all the companies that have been built on top of that initial technology. Okay, AI is going to be the same. So what I get excited about now is what gets created because of AI and what sits on top of that new foundational layer. So you mentioned Sora. Is it going to replace jobs? Is it going to shake up Hollywood? Absolutely. But does it mean we're going to get movies faster? Probably. Does it mean now that maybe we can create things that we've never been able to create before? Probably. That's insane. Does it mean now that, and the same thing that social did, right? Like, for me, I'm a realtor in New York who's built an entire business through social media, and I am a realtor. Imagine how many amazing filmmakers there are around the world who don't have access to Hollywood. They don't have a studio. They don't have actors and actresses, right? They speak Hindi and they want to make an American movie in English. It's hard to do. Maybe that's not hard anymore. How many stories are about to get unlocked that have never been told before? How many people have changed your life through content just because of social that like you never had before, you know? And so I get super excited. What we're doing on our side is we've created a product that we've worked on for a while now called Simple. And it's for salespeople. So I don't want to bore you. You know, I definitely have my lane. I stick in my salesperson lane. You know, we do sales education. We have real estate brokerage. So we do real estate sales and we do production for salespeople and for real estate here. And Simple removes all work for salespeople. All work except what they are uniquely qualified to do, which is meet humans, talk to humans, negotiate with humans. Simple, I think, is going to revolutionize how people work. And if anything, it's going to make work a choice. And then that's crazy. Like, what do you do if you don't have to do the work that you've done for 20 years, but you still get to do what you do best? What do you do with all that time?
So I know that when you talk about your AI, I know you mentioned it's humans plus AI, and it's replicating the processes and procedures and everything that you've done so people can replicate that. And I love how you mentioned earlier around this is global. So do you see people all around the world being able to unlock the potentials and things that you've been able to do with real estate, and now they can do it as well?
Yeah, of course. In terms of content creation and creation in general, yes. I think we have to be careful of copycats and of deep fakes and all that stuff, but it's going to happen anyway. So, you know, it's like what I say about the market to our salespeople all the time. The market should never dictate your outcome. It should only dictate your strategy. So what that basically is to mean is it's up to you if you want to complain, but someone's going to win. Might as well be you. And you don't want to be you don't want to be the blacksmith angry about shoes and cobblers, right? Imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have sneakers because you had to go to the local cobbler. That would suck. I don't know. Imagine what your life would be like if you still had to use VHS tapes. Like, technology is always scary until it's not, right? Until you understand that value proposition. And anytime there's new technology that is injected into our lives, it is always scary until it's not. But I am excited to see what will come of this. What geniuses are out there that we don't know yet. Right, it's like that kind of famous saying of like the cemetery is full of amazing musicians you never heard of because they just didn't get the opportunity. Amazing athletes you never heard of because they just didn't get the opportunity. And so, what does the world look like if more people are given opportunity?
Amazing. Thank you, Ryan, for being here today. If they want to grab the book, they want to check out the new applications and everything you're doing with AI, how can they do so?
Go to branditlikesirhint.com, get the book, go to Amazon, get it anywhere books are sold. You go to sirhint.com, our company website, to see all our real estate, our properties, our agents, and learn more about Simple.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. So many things, so many incredible things. We're on the precipice of the most amazing change in our lives possibly. And glad that you are a part of it. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.